Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
A while back, Carol and I were talking about a home in Commerce that is still very much existent and a lovely home.
Yeah.
On Bonham Street that is seeking, and the people who live there now are seeking historical designation for that home. And it was the home of the son of William Jernigan, one of the founders of Commerce.
Right.
J.D. Jernigan and his wife Zona. They built it on I believe William Jernigan's property that originally belonged to him. And then they had a large brood of children. And we briefly kind of got off to talking about the children. But since then, you've written about Duke Jernigan, one of the grandchildren of William Jernigan and several of his siblings. And so we're gonna pick that conversation up this morning. Duke Jernigan, the grandson of one of the Commerce founders, William Jernigan, turned out to be quite a pilot.
Quite a character, too.
Yeah.
He ran away from home at the age of 15.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't that young at
right.
that time period.
That's right. Yeah.
I think 16 was the year you got the age you got out, but he did not graduate from high school.
Yeah, and we're talking about now early 20th century, moving into the era of the Depression.
Yes.
Yeah, and then so where did he go when he left home? Did he?
He went somewhere and learned how to fly.
Yeah, became a pilot.
This was right at the beginning of World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many American boys who were just thrilled, enthralled with aviation,
mm-hmm.
would go to Canada, sign up for Canadian, and it was not the Royal Air Force. It was had another letter in there.
Mm. Royal and, Canadian Air Force.
Yeah, and they went to Europe, went to France. As a part of the Canadian Air Force.
Uh-huh. And did he do that?
Yeah.
Wow. But the story that you wrote is this took place in the spring of 1930.
Yes.
And the Depression had started. And this is kind of like, sounds like a Clark Gable movie from that era.
Oh, I think so, too.
You know.
And the photograph, did you see the photograph?
Yeah, yeah.
He looked very much like that.
Yeah, yeah, that dashing kind of
right.
appearance. But he flew, and I don't know exactly what kind of, is it a biplane, I guess.
Yes.
And this was for the Texaco Company, and companies were sponsoring all kinds of stunts and promotions during the Depression anyway. But he flew this plane across country towing a glider.
Yes.
And there was a lot of tremendous amount of publicity and national attention focused on this.
This one wasn't a competition because the guy in the glider was his boss.
Mm-hmm.
And Texaco owned most of the oil production at that time here in Texas.
Mm-hmm. And Duke Jernigan, who's the grandson of William Jernigan, then got a tremendous amount of publicity for this flight, and it set some sort of record. I guess it's amazing what they keep records on, isn't it, Carol? If you look at the Guinness Book of World Records, but it took 36 hours and 45 minutes to make this flight, and they did make some. Obviously, they made some stops along the way, but he got a lot of publicity for this, and then ends up being very highly placed within the Texaco Company.
Yes, very much so. But he didn't come back to make his home in Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said he had a corner office in the whatever skyscraper was the home of the Texaco Company in New York. So,
right.
Yeah.
Would you give that up for Commerce?
Right. That's he did pretty well. But the sisters, Mary Jernigan, became a fashion illustrator in Dallas for Neiman Marcus and Sanger Harris, and that was a big deal in those days.
That was what really impressed me instead of the pilot.
the drawings that they did were very important in their advertising, full-page ads in the newspapers. And then she taught mechanical drawing?
Yes.
And this was, how did that come about?
Well, the war started, World War II started. And, of course, most men went to join the Army or Navy or whatever. My father was a draftsman. He'd just finished up at North Texas, and so he went to work for an aircraft corporation in San Diego and worked there for a while, and then he joined the Army. But there was a shortage of draftsmen.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was teaching young people how to draw mechanical drawing.
Right, at Tyler Junior College. And
right.
She did that for quite some time. Mary Jernigan. So Carol, we will know sometime in August about the historical designation of the old Jernigan home?
That it has been received in Austin. Now, like everything else in the state of Texas, the Texas Historical Commission has gone to remote work.
Right.
And then, so their scheduling is not as
precise, shall we say, as
but I will let you know.
Okay, but soon we hope to hear the outcome of that. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us on the phone this morning.
Well, thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETL.